It's Friday. You're listening to Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Emma.
Good morning.
Michael McIntyre is back on the road and he's right here.
Yes.
Look. He's on the
road.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you.
Before I set off, I'm about to set off. I've got everything. I'm packed.
Are you packed?
I'm ready to go.
Has it been 3 years since you last toured? Is that right?
That's right. Why do you say it like it's difficult maths? You had it. Like, we were just talking about it. Yes, it is 3 years. And I'm starting to lose track of years. Have you? Has this happened to you at all?
Yeah, it's age. Happens to us all.
It's age, but it's only just happened. I'm 39, and I don't. This is the first year. I don't know if it's 2014, 15, or 16. I just don't, I have to really think about it.
Both you and Emma Bunton will be celebrating
a
40th.
We are celebrating our 40th next year. I'm January the 21st. You're February the 21st.
We'll have a joint party.
Good. That's what I thought. Good. We have comedy. We have music. Well, we have comedy. It could be a wonderful party.
We could have a wonderful party.
I met your husband.
Oh yes, you did.
I love him.
Oh,
we
thank
had a moment,
you,
Jamie.
Really?
I met him at the football. We had a lovely day with our sons, and it was a very surreal moment because obviously we don't know each other. We just meeting at the football. It was quite a close game. It's 1-1. We scored, I thought was the winner, and I went completely bananas and I hugged him.
Yes.
And I hugged him. It was more than a hug. I hugged him inside his jacket. I don't know what happened to my hand, but my hand went inside his jacket. And we had like a really emotional, almost sensual hug. And we were jumping up and down, and the goal was disallowed. So it was like a hug for nothing. It was a disallowed hug.
Jade said
the
that.
The goal didn't even stand.
But you still
and
not.
Then we would look at each other like that was so awkward. We just had this hug that didn't even signify a goal. And I was under the jacket. Oh my God.
I love that.
And we didn't even say goodbye after this huge moment.
Oh my
like some
goodness.
Weird holiday romance.
Yes.
Do you keep in touch? Do you
just
write?
A one-off.
Do you ring?
No. Closest I've got to him since then. I miss it.
Michael McIntyre's Happy and Glorious Tours coming to town in October. We'll talk more about that right after this. I drew a broken heart in the same direction. Michael McIntyre's our special guest.
Yay!
And he's going to be coming to the O2. I think, am I right in thinking that last tour, was it the Showtime tour? 10 nights at the O2.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to be doing 10 nights in October. You're also going to do 3 nights at Wembley Arena.
That's amazing.
Both of you can answer this question. What's best, O2 or Wembley Arena? What's the best place to perform?
They're both very different experiences.
They are.
For different reasons. To be honest, Wembley's probably, it's strange, but it is a bit more intimate. They're all about, just use the word intimate.
Yeah.
What?
Tiny little venue.
Although, having said that, I went to Wembley Stadium on the weekend to see Ed Sheeran. Did you go?
No. Oh, did you go? How was it?
Kids. I've never been out with my kids like that at night. It was so much fun. They're 10 and 7. We had the best night ever.
Oh, how brilliant.
You know when they're overtired? Well, that's a little bit the same as when we've had a drink. So we were always having such fun. Because they were like past their bedtime going completely nuts. And my wife and I were as well, because we both had some wine. So we basically had a
night out.
By the end of it, I was like, let's just keep going. Where can we go? Let's hit a club.
Well, I went out with my children recently to see Taylor Swift, and we had exactly the same. They were overly tired, just like crazy.
Because then to Monday, we were all hungover.
Yes.
We were all really grouchy. We had a fry-up. I'm telling you, this is the future.
Schools break up today.
They do. So all the children are getting their school reports. I was wondering what your school report was like when you were younger.
Oh, it was terrible.
Ooh. Was it?
Yeah. I hid all the bad ones and I threw them in the bin at Golders Green Station.
Did Mummy go, why have you only done PE all year?
She didn't. She didn't. She just looked in and went, great, because there were 3 great ones and she assumed that's all there was.
Do you remember, though, that when we were younger, we were told what we should be and end up doing when we're older?
Yes, I would.
And there was a computer that came to our school.
Correct.
It would ask you questions and you'd have, how tall are you? What do you like running? And then it would come out the bottom and say, yes, you were going to be a bin man.
I was going to be in construction.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really how things are planned.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I call my builder barriers for literally everything. I mean, like if I've left something downstairs, I'm like, hello, Darius, can I get a quote for going downstairs and getting my glasses?
We could talk to you all morning, Michael, but I know you're a busy man. But the Happy and Glorious Tour, 1st of October for 10 nights at the O2. Then I think you go to Sheffield, then you're back in town for 3 nights at Wembley Arena.
Let's have it.
Do go and see it. It'll be fantastic, I know.
I've seen you live. You're amazing. Yes, I'm coming again.
We'll come.
Absolutely. I will bring Jade, especially.
The love affair continues. Michael McIntyre.
Hey!
Good job.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Oh, we love you.